"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Check your email. I sent you a story about poison avocados.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you send them to Deborah?
Well, I thought we would do a public service for her and explain the poison avocado story.
Oh, okay. Shouldn't have given it away then.
Huh? Well, I...
You blew it.
It's a tease.
You want to scare her again?
Yeah.
Let's scare the girl.
Well, this could be something she might do at home, and you shouldn't.
All right. Well, the continued... it's a debate in Sacramento that pretty much doesn't involve that much of the legislature, but there were Republicans, it looks like a couple of Democrats, who are continuing to make the effort to suspend the California gas tax, which is over 50 cents a gallon, at least to help get people through this period of high gas prices, somewhere reaching $7 a gallon. I think in the Bay Area, there's one or two gas stations that are at $8 a gallon. Some are doing this, too, because they know with Memorial Day weekend coming, more people will be driving. Why not fleece them, I guess?
Went to my secret gas station in Van Nuys. Lowest price that I can find.
Yeah.
$5.95.
Ooh, you're just under $6.
Yeah. It's the only one I'm going to now.
So it's remained consistently lower than others, though.
It's no brand gasoline.
No brand, but
it's okay. I don't know. I don't know where the gas is coming from, but it's nothing I recognize.
So we're going to talk to the Republican leader of the Assembly, James Gallagher. They held a news event today to point out that what Californians need and want is gas tax relief, to the deafness of the legislature.
All right, let's get James on here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, John and Ken?
All right. Everybody listening is thinking, we got a $100 billion surplus, and gas is running anywhere from $6 to $8 a gallon. What gives here? Why can't we get the gas tax suspended?
It is a head-scratcher for sure. I mean, we've been calling for this since January. We introduced a bill in January to suspend the gas tax. Easiest way to give everybody relief right now. Be 51 cents a gallon off every gallon of gas. Fast-tracked it, tried to fast track it to the floor in March. Democrats voted it down, but I think they started feeling the pressure. And so what we saw here recently was some Democrats join into a bipartisan measure to suspend the gas tax, and they presented their own bill. So this morning, we proposed that we're going to fast track that one, you know, and so we did that motion this morning on the floor. The motion did fail, but I will tell you, it's a strange thing. As that motion failed, there's the ability to add on after the motion's over. There's ability to add on here in the legislature, so someone can go up to a computer and add on. And slowly, we started to see a trickle of Democrats adding on to support this motion.
Well, they changed their vote.
Bring it to the floor. Not enough. Yep. Not enough to get it over the top, but to show that yes, we too do support that. And we got up to about 30 votes, so right. we're not to a majority yet.
Add-on, yeah.
Okay, but isn't that a trick? I mean, they know exactly what vote number to go to, and then they stop so it doesn't pass. But it gives them all campaign commercials.
Right, and so look, we know who voted when it counted. We did see some trickle of votes coming up, and I think that just shows the Democrats know that this is something that needs to be done. And they need to be held to account for it.
And they're still trying to fool people,
though. And it is their
failure. When it was time to go on the record, though, they were afraid to go on the record and vote against the party leadership.
Well, and that's the thing. The record will be clear as to who was actually there. And there were some Democrats that went up on that initial vote. But, you know, we know who was really there when the vote mattered, and that will be public. And, of course, you know, the people can see that it's the Democratic majority, it's the governor, who have failed to provide them any kind of relief in these inflationary gas times. I would note, I too am one of those guys that looks for the no brand name gas station that's at least under, you know, in the five somewhere. And yeah. They're harder and harder to find these
days.
Yeah,
$5.95, that's the best I can do. One nickel under.
Right. Are their objections changing, or is it the same thing? They don't trust the gas companies to pass along the decrease, or what?
Well, this particular bill had a provision in it that wouldn't allow that to happen. That had like an enforcement mechanism that wouldn't allow it to not pass through. And of course, that's not really true. Like all the analysis of this suspension is that it would completely go to the consumer.
Well, because they're not charging $6 a gallon in any other state. So the greedy oil companies only want to gouge California customers. But they don't want to gouge everywhere else in the country where they're paying $4.50.
Great point. And in fact, we actually pay $1.20 per gallon more in California than other states, purely because of not just our tax, but also all the regulations and fees, the cap and trade regulation we put in place. When you add all that up, it's $1.20 more for the Californian. So, you know, feel happy that you live in California, where we make your gas even more expensive.
Say, your bill is just knocking off the basic 50-cent gas tax. It doesn't even touch the other 70 cents worth of taxes.
Ago. And we have members here that not only voted for that gas tax, you know, we obviously opposed that, and not only voted to institute that gas tax 4 years ago, but now they refuse to suspend it. You know, we got legislators that have been here that whole period of time.
Well, in fact, we've got an increase coming July 1st that they won't even stop, right?
Right. I mean, their inaction on this has also caused there's no ability to stop the increase that's coming in July, and that's on the governor and the Democratic leadership.
They won't even give us that 3 cent break.
Right.
Not even a 3 cent break from these bastards.
And then they tell us we need this for road projects that nobody sees happening.
Yeah, there are no road projects. Everyone got scammed on that gas tax increase a few years ago. There's no road projects. Oh my God. I don't know.
As my friend Kevin Kiley likes to point out, you know, we're paying the highest tax to drive over the worst roads in the nation. It's a California phenomenon. You know, when the governor says, you know, that we're leading the nation in the wrong things.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. We have the worst roads judged by independent organizations. Worst roads, highest taxes, and people vote for more taxes all the time. I don't understand. It's like mass insanity in this state. It really is. Nothing makes sense.
So I guess you guys are not giving up on this? Or is, are you guys giving up
on
this?
No, we are not giving up on it. And look, the day is still going on here. I am, you know, I'm the eternal optimist. We're going to keep pushing on it. And I think, look, you know, the California voter is done with this stuff, you know, and that's what we're hoping in November, that they make a change. You know, stop sending the same people back here who aren't helping you. And in fact, they're hurting you.
All right, James Gallagher, thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, that's the Republican leader of the Assembly, James Gallagher. They got a few Democrats to gather together, and they put up a bill that would suspend the 50-cent or so California gas tax to help you out at the pump, and it failed once again in Sacramento almost immediately.
You know what? Though that's such a game. The guys who voted originally on the record are probably in swing districts where their margin of victory was five yes. points or less. Then you have a second tier of guys who are maybe 5 to 10 points ahead, and in a bad year they could get knocked out. But they only voted after the original vote. They were the add-on votes later on. And they were given permission to do an add-on vote as long as the leadership knew that wasn't going to hit a majority number. So they'll always fall a few votes short of the majority. That's all scripted. It's all rehearsed in advance. It's not a spontaneous vote. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI.
Speaking of that app, you can use it to connect to the Moist line. You just use a little microphone there, and you can talk back to the show. We do collect calls from the iHeartRadio app for the Moist line played on Friday. You can also call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Steve Gregory will drop by after 3:30. That's always a pleasure, right, John? You know that.
Huh? Oh, I always feel pleasure when he's in the room.
You just, you catch up on the latest KFI gossip, is that what you...
Yeah, he tells me cool stuff that later becomes news, but he can't... You know, it's like news that has not yet hatched. So I know some secrets.
Do you
that I'd be dying to talk about here, but I can't.
Sheriff Villanueva will be on our show tomorrow during this hour. Actually, they asked if he could come on Thursday at 3, and we'll talk to him. He held a news event to call for stepped up enforcement against the homeless on the LA Metro system. Operation Safe Travel. And Steve will fill us in on the details of this, and we'll also probably talk to the sheriff about it tomorrow. You know what I got in the mail? I got in the mail the old U.S. mail, the recall DA George Gascon petition.
Oh,
they must
good.
Have good money they can send. They're going through the rolls of registered voters, and they're mailing the petitions along with a great letter from one of the families of one of the victims of violence that George Gascon did not fully prosecute. So that's Desiree Andrade. You remember her?
Yes. Oh, yes. Good. That makes it
her
really
easy. Her story's
in
there to give people an introduction of what we're talking about.
Hey, you know what? That saves so many steps because it's so hard
to
get people
are like, download the petition.
Print it out.
Right,
or, sign it. Put it in the envelope. Go and mail
it. Or
do
I go somewhere to pick it up? No, right. Now it can come to your house. Right. I hope they were able to canvass a lot of L.A. County registered voters'
I got
homes.
One.
You got one, Eric?
Yeah, when I was in quarantine, I got one, and my mom, my sister signed it. I signed it, and I sent it in while I was in quarantine.
Is that what it said? Eric's
Look
car,
at that.
Quarantine?
Good boy. Quarantine. It got through the quarantine.
Bin number six.
USPS got through the quarantine.
Were you in one of those trailers like they have in China where they throw quarantine people in and lock them up for 3 weeks?
No, I was in my bedroom.
I see.
That was his own quarantine. That's just starving, screaming out the window, I'm dying. All right, let's see. Let's do your avocado story. I like it.
Oh, yeah, the avocado story.
Yeah, because our news girl loves avocados. We think it's her favorite food.
I had one today, as a matter of fact.
Are you on TikTok?
No.
All right. You seem like a TikTok
girl. I'm
and
not.
This term that people use, which I hate, a hack.
All right.
I hear people talk about, I'm going to give you a life hack when I come back to tell you how to do something more easily.
Hack this. All right. Don't do this, Deborah.
Okay.
She probably doesn't, but...
This TikTok thing was how to keep avocados fresh for weeks using water and refrigeration. And
they actually illustrate how you could store the avocados. It's like a tall jar filled with water, and then you stick the avocados in there. Mm. You seal it up, and you put it in the refrigerator, and they will stay fresh for weeks.
Normally,
sounds good, huh?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Normally,
what's wrong with that?
Normally, it turns
don't
into,
do it.
Normally, it turns into brownish black goop, according to the New York Post. And it's a mother on this TikTok, and she has four kids. And she claimed it was magic when you put the avocado into the water and refrigerate it. Claims it would last a month. But the FDA says that odds are you're going to create salmonella.
Oh, no.
Or listeria.
Yep.
And that are living on the avocado surface, and then they'll start multiplying when you submerge it in water.
Yeah, because that's right. The main concern is the possibility that any residual human pathogens, in other words, listeria, salmonella, that may be residing on the avocado surface, will multiply during storage when submerged in water. I guess they like water and they multiply. So when you take the avocado out of there to use, you might be ingesting some salmonella. Ugh. Or
yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't do that, so I'm okay.
Then don't do that.
You see, this method keeps them looking green, but the inside goes to hell. It says the listeria has the potential to infiltrate and internalize into the pulp of the avocados.
Oh.
They put these for 15 days in refrigerated storage. They studied 1,600 avocados, and 17% of the sample ended up with listeria or the salmonella.
Oh, that's bad.
Right.
Further, they claim even if you disinfect the surface of the avocado skin prior to slicing, that might not remove the contamination. So the refrigerated storage is a no-no. You may have the listeria or salmonella just in there, and you're not going to be able to get rid of it.
Woohoo! I get to keep eating avocados. Case closed for me.
Yeah, it's too bad you hadn't tried this. We could have scared you into poisoning yourself.
What would I eat? I would starve.
Yeah.
I have avocados every single day.
Listeria,
almost every day.
Listeria and salmonella really cleans you out.
Yeah, I know.
That's
a good weight loss
very quickly,
regimen.
Yes. You'll be down 10 pounds
so
in about
is COVID.
A day. COVID does that too, yeah.
I lost 10 pounds on COVID.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You had a harsh case.
I mean, I was sweating and had the chills for like 3 days.
And you weren't eating, huh?
I was forcing myself to eat to make sure I didn't lose my taste or smell.
Yeah, that's right.
I knew somebody else is doing that. They kept eating something. It's like, all right, I still taste that. All right, I still taste that.
All right, you just keep trying to make sure you're okay.
Well, did you eat any avocados, Eric? I mean, you know, we're talking about avocados.
I mean, yeah, I have some avocados occasionally, but not every day like you do.
When you're half dead with COVID, it's the last thing you want.
Avocados would probably be very soothing.
No, it was a lot of chicken noodle soup for me. The good Jewish remedy.
Does that stuff work?
It worked for me.
Yeah. More coming up. John and Kim.
Also, by the way, they're recalling Jif peanut butter because of salmonella, too. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
We have one in our cupboard, but it doesn't have the lot number because I was going to get rid of it.
I'm
organic.
A Skippy guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm organic Trader Joe's. Kind of.
Yeah, she only takes the.
That's it. No sugar, no extra junk, just all natural. Right.
Steve Gregory will be along next. He's going to talk about Sheriff Alex Villanueva with a project called Operation Safe Travel, deploying deputies and investigators to do something about the vagrants. On the Metro system next.
John and Ken Show.
All right, Los Angeles tonight, right?
Los Angeles at 6 o'clock tonight on Fox 11. It's a documentary on homelessness. It's called Los Angeles, City of Homeless. And they interviewed me, and I'm in throughout the show. It's from 6 to 7:30. 6 to 7:30. So if
you've been told that because you haven't seen the show yet.
No, I haven't.
It's been told you throughout the show. Okay.
That's, look, unless that was what they wrote maybe to sell me into promoting.
That's right, into promoting it heavily.
You know, for all I know, I'm on for 14 seconds.
Well, Alex Michelson will be here after 4 o'clock to give us more details on this.
You can ask him. You can ask him if I'm in it.
Okay.
If you don't believe me. Why would I lie about this?
Who's giggling?
It's me, because I mean, my last two go-arounds with Fox 11 weren't good. So, I mean, promises made, promises broken. So,
oh, yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
They treat us differently.
I know they do. I know they do.
Steve is here to talk about the Sheriff V and stepped up enforcement on the LA County Metro system with the homeless, right?
Yeah, it's called Operation Safe Travel. This is the sheriff's way of saying, I'm done with following the rules of Metro. I am now going to do what I was elected to do and what statutorily we are obligated to do, and that is to protect the citizens. That was sort of his mantra the other day at this press conference when he basically announced that he's going to not only deploy more deputies on the trains, buses, and subways, he's going to probably double the number. And that will include armed deputies in uniform.
So the rules of Metro said what?
Well, remember, they're reducing the presence of armed, not only armed deputies, but uniformed deputies, because the Public Safety Advisory Committee and others say it's intimidating. The ridership doesn't want that.
Well, this is what's interesting about Villanueva's strategy, and he did this with the local homeless encampments. He is not worrying about what the city of L.A. says. And he's not worrying about what Metro says. He's saying anything that happens in the county is my jurisdiction, and I'm going to do it my way anyway. And he's on solid legal ground with that.
It's very similar. The way he was laying it out, the way they kind of positioned it, 16 different bureaus and units within the Sheriff's Department will be providing support for Operation Safe Travel. This means they're tapping into the reserve deputy unit. Homeless outreach is going to be a big part of it. So just imagine what they did in Venice. They're taking that same model and applying it to the trains and the buses.
So does that mean they're going to work with people to try to get them housing?
Yes.
Will they eventually throw them off the train for behavior?
Well, here's the thing. So before, you remember, the deputies, at least the armed deputies, were not allowed to do any sort of citations, fair violations or any sort of like minor crimes or minor infractions. Now the sheriff says the problem with that is if they were able to intervene early on in an infraction, they're going to stop the bigger stuff from happening. So if they've got somebody who's not paying the fare, odds are there might be a little bit of a troublemaker. That's kind of what they're looking at.
Right, which is logical and true.
So
you start with, it's like the shooting yesterday. You start with the little signs. The little signs lead to bigger signs.
Right. Right.
It's the broken windows theory, and that's proven to be correct over and over again. That's how human nature works.
Yeah, here's a little bit of the sheriff.
Well, I know some people are going to support public safety, and it doesn't matter if we get the same chunk that we have now, we get the entire system. What matters is that law enforcement has to resume control over safety on the system, not being a second choice after private security does their business, because they're not. It is not working.
And I asked him, that's the question that I asked him about, if he's worried about overlapping, breaching the contract. He says no. He said, in fact, the way the contract is structured with Metro right now, it kind of violates the law already, because it's hindering him as the official law enforcement person for the county. It hinders him and his agency from actually enforcing the law. So you've got the thefts, the robberies, the rapes, and the attempted murders and whatnot on there. He's not able to intervene in time.
You see, this is what's always like been bugging me. Those trains are running in the county. There's crimes being committed on the trains. Has the contract been keeping him and his deputies from doing their basic job?
Yes.
And he can just say, the hell with the contract, we're going to do our job anyway?
Yes. And that's exactly what he's doing. It starts June 1st, Operation Safe Travel. I was told by Captain Sean Kehoe, who is the head of Transit Services Bureau, that they will almost double the amount of deputies that they're dedicating now to on-board security and on-platform security. So they're basically ignoring Metro's mandates, and they're going to go on there, and they're going to be deputies. If they see a rule or a violation or anything, they're going to step in.
The Metro Board, which is made up of L.A. City Councilman Garcetti, L.A. County Board of Supervisors, and a few others, have they had a reaction to this?
No, and I called yesterday, or I don't know, it was last night, I called someone at the Sheriff's Department. I said, have you heard anything yet? No, and they said, crickets. Crickets. And they haven't. They haven't responded to anything the sheriff's been doing. The only response they did was the video that we released here at KFI.
and they had that blanketed statement, but that statement was actually written in January. So it was that's what's kind of funny about it. And they
because they can't stand him. I mean, the Board of Supervisors hates him. They were looking at ways to have him removed or impeached or something, and they couldn't find any legal way. And now they're just going silent?
Well, remember, the Sheriff's Department has to approach this. They are a subcontractor. They are being paid by Metro to provide security. So they are a contractor to MTA. And it's a weird relationship because they're expected to go in there and follow sort of the guidance of Metro because they have riders they want to take care of. They don't want to, you know, do anything to upset the apple cart, as it were. Well, when you get in there and you start looking around and saying, well, listen, I'm not able to actually fulfill my duties as a sworn peace officer because you're telling me I can't step in. No, I'm sorry. We're going to have to do that. That's kind of where the sheriff's at now.
Right. If that contract runs out, can they still go in anyway?
No. Well, that's a great question. So if a crime is committed on there, it would be like any crime committed anywhere else in the county. Someone would have to call 911. And then if a deputy witnessed a crime happening on a platform or on a train, sure, they could step in as a peace officer. But they would have to be dispatched to that area if they weren't.
They can't do the preventative stuff.
Once the contract expires, because that, you know. But and if they continue to have a transit services bureau where they still focus on mass transit, that could be something that they could creatively do, I suppose.
When does the contract run out?
July 1st. And see, here's the interesting
thing. So what is this, like a 30-day? Hey, I'm going to show you how it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
get public on his side. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's kind of a strategy. If you think about, we're going to double the presence of armed deputies on the trains. We're going to reevaluate Part 1 crimes, which are your most violent crimes. We're going to reevaluate those, and at the end of 30 days, we're going to see how my experiment worked.
And I noticed he's also tries to corner all these woke politicians by saying, "Hey, most of the victims are people of color, and this is the primary way they get around town."
Right. So, it's interesting. Remember, he brought up the instance, the story we broke on the show about the man that was set on fire by the homeless woman.
Right.
And I told you there is video. And at the time, the sheriff had been told he was going to have to sign a non-disclosure agreement in order to view the video. And so were his investigators. This is something I was told by sources in the department. If you want to see the video for investigative purposes, you will have to sign an NDA because we don't want it out there. If you release it, it could include up to and involve including criminal prosecution. And that's a direct result of us releasing the video here. That is now, they are now trying to prevent any further video from being released publicly. So what did the sheriff do? You think to yourself, okay, well, and the sheriff said, as soon as he was told, this is the way it was characterized to me, he looked over at someone and said, give me so-and-so. Write up a search warrant. And they served a search warrant at MTA and said, give me the video. And they did.
So he has it.
He's already seen it.
That's another thing that didn't make sense. How can you threaten the sheriff with criminal charges for
breaching a contract?
For breaching a contract that contains evidence of a felony.
This is their thinking. And this is what the sources told me, that they were forced with signing some sort of an NDA to prevent the video from leaking publicly. And then when I have gotten my response back, when I told you, when I tried to see the video or get requests for the video, and they said, it's not in the public's best interest to see it, so we've denied your request. So now, if it's been grabbed by as a result of evidence or by a warrant, presumably it will now be public record because it will be presented in court.
Right. So eventually we're going to get to see
this video.
Getting burned alive.
If we don't get to see it sooner.
I see. All right. He hinted. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Hey, guys.
All right. Steve Gregory covering Sheriff Villanueva, who'll be on our show tomorrow during this hour. Sheriff Alex Villanueva, of course, up for re-election in your June 7th vote. They had estimated from last August 5,700 homeless people riding on the metro system.
This is so outrageous.
That's the buses and the trains, but that is amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, coming up after 4 o'clock, we will be talking to Fox 11's Alex Michelson tonight. At 6 o'clock is their documentary special, Lost Angeles, City of Homeless. We can also play the official trailer.
The trailer. I'm in the official trailer.
Oh, good.
So I know at least one of my little quotes is in there.
Let's see, because it's radio, if we can pick you out.
People look at you different. It seems like it's it's just impossible to get out of the situation.
That's not me. Everybody here
is going down in flames. How hard is it to open up a mental health center? How hard is it to open up a drug treatment center? I mean, I see 5,000 Starbucks opened up, right? Just build the building.
Nobody deserves to live on the streets of Los Angeles.
We have 25% of the entire nation's homeless in our county.
These are psychiatric patients with psychiatric needs. The four walls, great, I'm all for it. They need it, for sure, get them off the streets. But if they get there and don't get proper care, they're going to die anyway.
The person's not born homeless. A person eventually gets there, and we're still not spending enough time figuring out how to help that person.
We've got billions of dollars between the city and the county and the state. We should be getting vastly better results.
We're seeing it get worse, and people are getting fed up.
The overwhelming population of the homeless are the invisible homeless. They're staying in garages, on people's couches.
You guys only knew what we go through, especially as women. It's dangerous out here. We're in downtown LA.
You just don't see how much of a difference it is until you're out here.
I've lived it, I've breathed it. Here's my story. Rising from the
ashes. That's me singing, too.
Yeah, we heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we knew it.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
But, you know, a Starbucks makes money, so you put up a Starbucks to make money selling coffee. That's not the right comparison to putting up a mental health center.
Yes, it is. We give them billions of dollars. We gave them the money. They have the
profits up front.
Right,
but there's no money to be made off of that.
Sure, we'll give them more tax money.
It's just going to take more money to treat the people for the mental illness. So it's not a money-making operation like a Starbucks is.
Sure it is. What's all the tax money? It's giving them all salaries. They're all making good money. The whole homeless industrial complex. They're living fat.
But that's, I understand what you're saying, but I'm talking about capitalism at a coffee house versus
the point
mental health
is,
center.
But you can physically build these things quickly.
Then you have to staff it too. There's not as many mental health professionals as there used to be. It's tough to get them into government work too. You don't.
Well,
I mean, you can make a lot more money as a private therapist
Maybe what we should do is close down all the gender studies programs and shift them into mental health work. If there weren't jobs for all these weird human resources jobs that didn't exist 10 years ago, maybe these people would have to do something useful like mental health care.
Yeah.
You got to restructure, you know, the big picture here.
The fix we're in, and it's kind of evolved. I mean, well, first that part I heard in the documentary, it is about mental illness. And we've got to push back against the people who think it's just about housing. I mean, I said this 10 or 15 years ago. Anybody that makes the decision to throw down a sleeping bag or a tent on a sidewalk because, quote, they've been kicked out of their home, they have mental health problems. It's right there. It's already there. People with rational minds don't do that.
Okay.
I think Michael Schellenberger said this. They figure it out. They live with relatives, although one guy in that thing says all the invisible homeless that are living on people's couches.
What?
But that's something. Mm-hmm. They're working on getting themselves back. They're not squatting in the park or on the street. What's important to remember there.
What is the motivation for this crowd not to believe that? They claim they don't believe it's a mental problem, when clearly it is. It's right in front of her eyes, right?
I was going to take this to the next step. Now that they say it's a housing problem, we've gone beyond, it's just giving them shelter. Nope, that's no good anymore.
Well,
they need totally supportive, expensive housing in whatever neighborhood they've squatted in, Venice, which is expensive.
But do you see?
And we can't do that.
Do you see how they keep changing the criteria, though?
You're right. The goalposts move, as they say.
But why do they move? What's the incentive for them to move?
Because they're moving it because the homeless aren't coming in, and they're trying to figure out, what does it take?
Or is it...
Oh, now we have to give them a $700,000 apartment in a nice neighborhood with mental health services down the hall.
Or is it we don't want to solve the problem because we're making good money on this?
I know. That's the homeless industrial complex we talk about.
If you gave them mental health and drug treatment, I mean, if you forced them into it and they got it, most of these people would probably not be homeless anymore, right? If they woke up after, let's say, 6 months of treatment, whatever it takes, they take their medication, they get off the drugs, their minds are clear. It's like, hey, we got a job for you. There's, you know, plenty of jobs available now. It would go away, right? I mean, everybody says this rehabilitation works, so I'll take their word for it that drug and mental health treatments work. Maybe they don't, but let's go along. Well, if it does, then let's just do it. And then the homeless receives.
A lot of homeless are rejecting it.
Oh, you force them into
it. They don't want to be. They don't want your rules, regulations.
They're not getting a house. They're not going to get the house ever. They're not getting it now. They never will.
Oh, and they'll ruin it anyway.
Yeah, right. They'll just poop on it and throw the poop all over the place.
All right. Alex Michelson, Fox 11, is coming up next to talk about this documentary that airs tonight at 6, Los Angeles, City of Homeless.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Ugh, another pointless video call where nothing gets done. I think you're on mute, David.
Sorry. What did I miss?
IT just approved Miro for the whole company.
Miro? That's the...
online whiteboard for team collaboration. We can make these long video meetings so much shorter with Miro boards. We can share ideas, feedback, and updates on them whenever. Actually see what we're talking about.
It's all online.
Miro will make our flexible work setup so much easier, with one virtual space for our brainstorms, projects, presentations.
Oh, that sounds kind of amazing. So I don't need to wake up for 6 a.m. calls with the London office anymore.
Now you're getting it.
Don't let time zones get in the way of your team working well together. See why 99% of the Fortune 100 trust Miro to get good work done from anywhere. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.